U.S. government officials are expressing their concern over the safety of food exported to the United States from China. The Food and Drug Administration is responsible for the safety of all food except meat and poultry. And that, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann said, is under the jurisdiction of USDA.
At the current time, in fact, there is no meat or poultry, at least lawfully, being imported into the United States from China.
However, a rule has been passed on just where poultry sold in this country can be from.
We did approve a rule some time ago that would allow poultry, but it had to be shipped from approved countries, and the only two countries approved were Canada and the United States, so there literally have been no shipments under that rule.
There is a proposed rule under consideration that would allow processed poultry to be shipped to the U.S. from China, but Johann said that is a ways down the road.
We do have a rule under consideration, but it's a ways down the process before that rule would be done. It's quite a number of months away, as a matter of fact, that would allow poultry to be shipped from China that is grown and processed in China. And as I said, that's a ways down the road.
During recent U.S.-Chinese talks in Washington, the concern over the safety of food and drugs was a main topic of discussion. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, and Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann both met with reporters following the meetings, and Leavitt said the U.S. government made it clear that the U.S. must be confident in food and drugs from China.
Recent events have forced very clearly the safety of food and of medicine. We have to do everything possible to ensure that when a family sits down at night to enjoy their evening meal, that a parent gives a food to a child or in the middle of the night provides a medicine, that they know it's safe.
Leavitt said the Chinese were asked to provide three things to U.S. government officials.
The first is to have better cooperation, the second is better information, and the third is a regulation that we can understand, agree, and feel confident in.
In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.